Sometimes, in the stillness, the quiet moments of anticipation before a battle, he thought of deliverance. He remembered the clusters of smoldering venting towers erupting from the moon's surface like bristling spines, puncturing the grey regolith to belch oily fumes into the midnight sky. He recalled the constant rumbling beneath his feet, the reverberations of subterranean mining engines, coring out the center of the tiny world, harvesting minerals to feed the scores of ever-hungry forges and manufactories. He saw the dark, towering monolith of the Raven Spire, silhouetted against the planet light of distant Kievar, and thought of home. He hadn't returned to deliverance for nearly a century, drawn instead by the constant need to protect these outer worlds on the fringes of the Imperium. Or, he smiled grimly, to protect the local human forces from their own incompetence. Perhaps, in truth, there was more to it than that. Perhaps something else was keeping him away. He buried the thought. Idos was a backwater, a long way from that half-remembered home. A world infested with the stink of Xenos, fodder for the enemy spawning pools. Yet Idos had been granted the Emperor's protection, and the Raven Guard were there to ensure that it was enforced. And besides, any opportunity to halt the advance of a Tyranid High Fleet was an opportunity worth taking. He'd fought Tyranids before, back on Altheon IV, and he knew them for the zealous abominations they were, a scourge that needed to be purged. They had infested the galaxy and obliterated innumerable worlds with their insatiable appetite for the raw materials from which they reproduced. They would absorb the biomass of their enemies, remolding their constituent parts into new alien paradigms. Yet the Tyranids were an enemy that he could understand. Their motives were simple, their strategy pure. They wished only to feast on the biomass of a world, to consume it completely, and they would take it through weight of numbers alone, single-minded and devastating. Shadow Captain Aramis Corrin surveyed the ruined landscape before him, the grassy plains covered in straw-like grass, the undulating hills and ridges that formed from the shattered wreckage of Proxima City in the distance. It was too late for this place. He knew that already, an indisputable truth. His Raven Guard would halt the flow of the Xenos, but the planet itself would never recover. Too much had been lost, and the world was far too out on the rim of the Imperium for it to be worthy of rebuilding. The planet's inhabitants knew that too, and that's what had driven them to such desperate measures, using inferior weapons to attempt to destroy the hive ship that hung in planetary orbit, a moon-sized abomination. Their targeting had been off, however, and instead they had inadvertently destroyed their own moon, Helion, splintering the worldlet into a billion fragments that now racked Idos below with fierce meteor storms and gravitational instability. And all the while, the Xenos kept on coming, an insatiable maw devouring the planet. Corrin looked down upon the serried ranks of space marines, their black armor gleaming in the morning sunlight. To his left, bike squadrons formed a protective flank, covering the line of trees in case anything emerged unexpectedly from the forest. To his right, assault squads readied themselves for the coming onslaught, their talons glinting. And between them stood the main bulk of the 4th Company, bolters at the ready. The Raven Guard were few, but they would hold firm. This, to Corrin, was yet another indisputable truth. Corrin himself stood upon the crest of a hill, resplendent in his ancient armor. It was an antique, worn for millennia by the captains of the 4th Company. Created in the Martian forges before the time of the Great Heresy, it was engraved with the names of all those who had worn it before, had given their lives in honor to the Emperor. A litany for his dead brethren, covering every inch of its pitted black surface. Corrin felt the burden of their memory, but also the honor of their company, the pedigree from which he had come. Today he would make his forebears proud. He would honor their memory. And one day, his name would be added to theirs, etched onto a pauldron or a leg plate or an arm brace. One day, he would give his life in the service of his emperor, and it would be glorious. The thought gave him much comfort. Karin flexed his shoulders. On the horizon, he could see the alien swarm approaching, a hazy cloud of buzzing wings, slashing limbs, and putrid, slavering jaws. Behind the flared respirator of his helmet, he smiled. Soon his talons would taste alien blood.